Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. This morning I was listening to KJN Radio and guess what? I heard about raccoons dying in Harlan, Iowa. Those raccoons are dying of canine distemper. The raccoon is the only animal that I know about that carries both canine distemper and feline distemper. If you listen to me often, you'll know those are two totally different kinds of diseases, so it's really strange that they would be in the same animal, but they are in raccoons. So we're going to talk a little bit about raccoons and their diseases this morning. First off, I want you to know that it's illegal to possess a raccoon unless you have a license to do that. So you need to be keeping away from raccoons no matter what. They carry a very dangerous roundworm besides canine and feline distemper. It's called Balanus ascaris, and we've talked about it before, but I can't emphasize to you enough how dangerous this thing is. If you consume the eggs of this parasite and get it in your system, it has an affinity for neurological tissue, meaning you can go blind, you can have mental retardation, especially in children. It's actually been death in children. So keep the raccoons away. We don't like raccoons very well. Distemper from raccoons can be spread very easily to any of your outside animals. If they're carrying a feline distemper, we can spread it to the cats that are outside. They can do that when they come up on your deck and eat out of that food bowl that you put out for the wild cats. They can eat out of it, get the slobbers in the bowl, then your cats eat out of it, then they get it. Dog distemper, the same thing can happen. If you've got cat food out, everybody knows dogs love those cat foods. So they'll come over and eat it. They can get the canine distemper from the raccoon that ate just before them. Around here, most of the raccoons that we see that are sick actually do have canine distemper also. The ones we've tested over the years have always come back canine distemper, even though they can carry both sides. When you feed the wild cats outside, you know, you're always going to attract the raccoons, the skunks, and the possums. So my recommendation is don't feed the feral cats outside unless you want the wild animals to come along with them. So with this kind of an outbreak in Harlan, what should you do? Well, first off, make sure that your dog is vaccinated for distemper. There's all kinds of protocols on how you do that. In our office, we recommend that you do that yearly. If it's been more than a year since your dog's had a vaccination and you've seen these raccoons around your area, you maybe should consider getting them revaccinated. Also, if you have a cat that goes outside, has the opportunity to run into a raccoon in any form, then you should also make sure that he or she is vaccinated for feline distemper, just like your dog is vaccinated for canine distemper. Also, one of the things that you want to make sure of is if your cat goes outside, it needs to be vaccinated for rabies. We don't have a lot of rabies around here, although the skunk population is the primary carrier in the state of Iowa. So if you have skunks around your area and you have a cat that goes outside, it should definitely be vaccinated for rabies. Your dog has to be vaccinated under law, so it's probably already vaccinated if you're a good law-abiding citizen, and I'm sure you are. One of the things that I want to talk about now is the fact that we're having our Heart Guard special. This is March and April, and every year we have a Heart Guard special during these 2 months. This year, the Heart Guard special allows you to do two things. If you buy a year's supply, which we recommend that you go year-round, that you get a free heartworm test. If you don't need a test right at the time when you purchase it, we'll give you a little sheet that you can bring in anytime and get that vaccination done. The other thing that we're doing is we're allowing you to have $12 off. It's a mail-in rebate from the company, $12 off when you buy the year's supply. That's $1 a month. If you have a small dog under the 25-pound range, this whole thing turns out to be about a 30% discount. So believe me, you really need to think about getting these things done here in March and April. This is Dr. Leonard at Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street, Atlantic, Iowa. We'll see you next week. And remember, our telephone number is always 243-2121.